Hello there, this is Pastor Ransom, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you want to grow spiritually and increase in your knowledge of God's Word? Are you yearning for more of God and His presence in your life? Do you want to know the Holy Spirit, His voice, and be led by Him? Do you want to discover, develop, and demonstrate God's purpose, plans, and callings in your life? Or maybe you feel depressed, frustrated, disappointed, or stagnant, and you want sincere answers to the numerous questions in your heart. One word from God will change your life forever.
One word from God will change your life forever.
Do you know that you can get inspiring, motivating, and revelatory messages that will change your life forever on Charis Tribe YouTube channel? Do you want to grow spiritually? Do you want to build up your faith? Do you want to scale up your prayer life? Do you want to know God's plan and purposes for your life? Then rush to Charis Tribe YouTube channel right now. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the notification button. One word from God will change your life forever.
And by the way, we welcome our online audience. Glory to God. Put your hands together for Him. Thank you for joining us at Charis Tribe Global Church. If you are in town, kindly drop by and say hi to us, and we will surely make you feel at home. But for now, let's go to God's Word, praise the Lord, and receive the reward of the prophet. Glory to God. Divine healing and divine health are two different things. And so my focus tonight is to be able to help you to change your health through the power of words. You can receive divine healing and you can stay on God's divine health plan. You can stay on God's divine health plan. Now let me say it again. You can receive divine healing and also stay on God's divine health plan through the power of your confession, through the power of your words. Now, health is a serious matter. Health is a serious issue. You see, sickness, disease, and infirmity are serious issues. Whether mental illness, physical illness, emotional illness, whatever, all sickness are serious issues. All sicknesses, rather, are serious issues. And so, and the reason you can still dream, you can still achieve your vision and plan is because you have health. Once the health is lost, everything else is lost. When you lose your money, you can get the money back. But when you lose your health, man, that's the end of life. And so God would have me to teach you today how to retain divine health or how to receive healing if you are sick through the power of the words, how to change your health, how to alter your health for good, praise God, through the power of your words, praise God. You see, people die of sickness every day. You see that now? And as a matter of fact, the result, 90% of death, the cause of death today is as a result of sickness. 90% of the cause of death around the world today. I know people die by accident, by earthquake, natural disasters, but 90% of death around the world today, you know, is the result of sickness. And that's why Jesus came. You see that now? Jesus came that He might give us life abundantly. And part of the package is divine health. You can live a long life. Praise God. You can live a long life. You can live a long life. The Bible says Moses was 120 years old. Moses was 120 years old. 120 years old, the Bible says his eyes were not dim. His eyes were not dim. At age 120, his eyes were not dim. And the Bible says his natural vigor was not abated. His natural vigor was. So at age 120, Moses was strong physically, was strong mentally. He was able to lead the people of Israel at age 120. So God wants us to live, you know, in divine health. And that's why the focus of tonight's teaching is to be able to come into God's divine health plan and live above infirmity. Do you know there's a life beyond infirmity? There's a life beyond sickness. There's a life beyond disease. Sickness is a curse. Sickness is a curse. Sickness brings death. Sickness brings untimely death. So Jesus has been made a curse for us. He had conquered the curse of death and sickness. He was hung on that tree for us, that we might live in God's divine health plan. And that's my focus tonight. So you'll be able to understand how to chart the course of your life to the power of your words. How to chart the power of your words to alter your health for good. Praise God. Glory to God. Divine healing is the removal of sickness from the body. When you receive divine healing, that means a particular sickness that lies in your body was removed or healed, rooted out by the word of God or by anointing of Spirit of God. You see, you can be healed by anointing, you can be healed by the word of God. So when healing happens, when divine healing happens, that means there's a removal of sickness and infirmity and disease from the body. And that is good. But beyond divine healing, God wants us to come into his best. God's best is not divine healing, even though divine healing is good. God's best is divine health. Glory to God. Divine healing comes as a result of you being sick. So you will need divine healing to be, to that sickness to be rooted out. You will need divine healing to remove that sickness. But you can live a life beyond sickness where you don't have to be sick at all. That every day, every hour, every minute, you can live the life. There's a life of God that flows from your body that kills sickness on contact. Praise God. It's beyond divine health, divine healing rather. Divine healing is good, don't get me wrong. It's God's best. It's God's good for you. But God's best for you is divine health. Divine healing is children's bread. Are you hearing me? If you are sick, you will need divine healing. But you can live a life without sickness. You can live a life without sickness. Praise God. You can live a life that is free of sickness. A life beyond sickness. A life beyond disease. A life beyond infirmity. A life beyond breaking down every now and then, where your immune system is strong and can withstand any storm and turbulent situation. Praise God. You see, people today complain. I mean, age 25 years, age 20 years, age 18 years, they complain of back pain, neck pain, mental illness. You see, and I wonder when you're 40, 50, 60, 40 years old, how strong would you be? If you are 18 and 19 and 25, now 30, you are complaining of small backache, mental health issues. So what would it be? How will you be when you clock 55, 60? You must be able to take your health to the word of God. Praise God. And that is my focus tonight. Not just that you should expect healing, but you should move from just being healed to staying healthy. Praise God. Healing is good. But God's best is divine health. Divine healing is good, but God's best. Come on now. What do I say? Divine healing is good, but God's best is what? Divine health. And tonight, you will be able, you will learn how to be able to chart the course of your life and change your life and change your health through the power of the word of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So tonight, this teaching is going to be in two parts. Praise God. And I'm going to talk first about changing your life, changing your health through the power of words. See that now? How you can be able to change your health. If you have bad health, you can have good health. It's possible. You can live sickness free. You can live disease free. You can be viable. You can be strong again. Glory to God. And so this series will not be complete if we don't touch that area of health, because if health is lost, you can't fulfill God's plan for your life. All the dreams that you have, all the plans that you have, is because you have good health. If the health is lost, then your dreams are lost. If the health is lost, your vision, your plans are lost. And so God would have me to teach you tonight to be able to take your health with seriousness and be able to come into God's best for you, which is divine health. And even if you are sick, you can receive divine healing and stop being healed every time. And coming to God's divine health plan, God's divine health program. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where sickness cannot ravage your body, where disease cannot ravage your body, where sickness cannot hold you down, why you won't have to be pain and be spending all your money on physician, spending all your income, you see, when God blesses you, he wants you to use that money to enjoy yourself. Then God blesses you with finances and you make money. He doesn't want you to use that money to buy drugs and go to hospitals and pay bills in hospital. No, he wants that money to be used for your own health, to be used for your own good, to enjoy life and also sponsor the gospel, not to pay bills at the clinic. When you live sickness free, you have to pay money again. You have to buy money. You have to buy drugs and pay and buy drugs and buy money for drugs and buy money to get drugs and buy money to get tablets and, you know, live on drugs and live on drugs. And you know what? When you live on drugs, you weaken your immune system. You know, this amount of chemicals that you allow into your body weakens your immune system. God doesn't want that for you. You can live sickness free. Come on, say, I live sickness free. Come on now. Say, I live sickness free. Oh, come on now. Put it now in the live chat. Say, I live sickness free. Come on. Glory to God. Say, I live sickness free. Say, I live infirmity free. Come on now. Say, I live disease free. Come on now. There's a life beyond sickness. There's a life beyond disease. There's a life beyond health issues, where every part of your body, both internal organs and external organs, praise God, lungs, liver, pancreas, kidney, eyesight, hearing, praise God, all a part of the system, respiratory system, central nervous system, all part of the body, bones, tissue, ligament, tendons, muscles, bone marrows, praise God. They have, you know, divine health. They are on God's health plan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so tonight, the first part is receiving, changing your life through words and coming to God's divine healing and divine health. Number one. Psalm 107 verse 20. Let's start with number one. Psalm 120 verse 7. Number one is to stand on the word of God. If you're going to come into God's divine health and divine healing plan, you're going to stand on the word of God. That's number one. Number one is to stand on the word of God. How do you come into God's divine healing plan and divine health plan? Stand on God's word. Stand on God's word. I'm going to show you serious different scriptures today to show you that the word of God is our source for divine healing and divine health. Psalm 107 verse 20. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Did you see that? He sent his word and healed them. He sent his word and healed them. Can you see that now? So he sent his word and he healed them. Hallelujah. So in the realm of spirit, distance is immaterial. Glory to God. In the realm of the spirit, distance is not a barrier. He sent his word. So you can send the word of God into your body and you'll be healed. You can receive the word of God into your bones, into your marrows, into your kidney, into that part of your diseased body, and it will be healed. He sent his word. So I could be in Lagos right now. For example, now you're watching me right now at the different houses, different residences. You see that now? And I'm right here in the studio. But through these cameras, through these lenses, the power of God is going through these lenses and through these cameras. Praise God. So, and you know what? And right where you are, the word of God will pass through these camera lenses and hit your spirit and affect your soul, affect your body, affect your spirit. Because words are spirits. Come on now, words are spirits. You cannot bind, you cannot restrict, you cannot limit the word of God. You can't limit the word of God. You can't limit the word of God. Come on now, praise God. And so he sent his word. Distance is immaterial. I remember several years ago in Port Harcourt, a lady from South Africa, you know, I taught her the word of God and I prayed for her. You know, after several minutes, you know, via phone call, I taught her the word of God and I prayed for her. And she received the baptism of the Holy Ghost right on the phone. I'm in Nigeria, Port Harcourt, and she is far away, South Africa. And she received the Holy Ghost. And while I prayed for her, the power of God hit her and she fell on the floor. Even till now, I've not met her. I've not even seen her. But she wrote me mails and letters and, you know, messages of the impact of the word of God in our spirit. And right in Port Harcourt, via phone call, I taught her the word of God and the power of God hit her and she fell on the floor right in South Africa. And she could not even, I knew what happened because I knew the phone fell. I knew because she was there blabbing and shouting and screaming, Holy Ghost, praise God. So distance is immaterial in the realm of spirits. So right in Port Harcourt, I sent the word of God. Glory to God. And the word of God hit her and she received the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I mean, a woman received the Holy Ghost right away, far away in South Africa. And because the words are spirits, he sent his word. So if someone can receive the Holy Ghost far away, see, I could be in Lagos, Nigeria here now, and someone is being healed in London, in New York, in California. I could be where you are right now in your different residences, and you'll be healed and be made whole and be imparted and be instructed and be equipped, because words, see, life, health, impartation are communicated through words. So he said, the Bible says, he sang his word and he healed them. So if men can be saved through words, the Bible says, if thou shalt believe in the heart of the Lord Jesus and thou confess the heart of the Lord leads from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. So if men can receive salvation through words, faith comes by hearing. As they hear the word of God, they receive salvation. Faith comes by hearing. If men can receive salvation through words, then men can be healed through words. Do you see that now? Man can be healed through words. He sent his words and healed them. Praise God. Come on now. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jeremiah 1 verse 12. The Lord said unto me, thou hast well seen, and we hasten my word to perform it. So your responsibility and your job is to speak the word of God. You are not the one to perform the word of God. You are not the one to pull the word of God to come to pass. Your job is to know the word of God, know the promise of the word of God, and speak the word of God, and confess the word of God, and lay the word of God on your lips. You are not the one to perform. You are not the one to make the word work. The word of God will do what it talks about. Glory to God. You are not the one to make the word work. Your job is to say the word of God. He said, are we hearing my word to perform it? Oh, glory to God. That means the word of God will do what it talks about. God has the capacity to hasten and to perform and to make the word of God to be accomplished in your life or into wherever you send the word to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55 verse 11. Praise God. Isaiah 55 verse 11. I'm showing you why and how to stand on the word of God for your divine healing. The word of God will accomplish what it is sent to do. He says, so shall my word go out. Hallelujah. It will not return back to me void. It is to accomplish that which I sent it to do. So when I send the word of God concerning prosperity, it will accomplish exactly prosperity. It won't do otherwise. When I send the word of God for healing, it will bring forth healing. Come on now. When I send the word of God for protection and preservation, it will bring forth protection and preservation. Hallelujah. Come on, are you hearing me, church? When I send the word of God for divine healing and divine health, it will bring forth to me divine healing and divine health. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. So the word of God will accomplish what it talks about. The word of God will accomplish what it is set out to do. Hebrews 4 verse 12. Praise God. Hallelujah. For the word of God is quick. Hence, powerful. The word of God is quick and powerful. You can look at the description he gave to the word. The word is quick. Now, that also akin to what we read in Psalm 107 verse 20. I will send my word. He sent his word and he healed him. So that means for God to send his word and heal diseased body and broken bodies and sick bodies, that means the word was quick. The word can travel. The word can move. The word can be on a speed. Because if the Bible says the word is quick, that means the word has a velocity. It has a rate of movement. Come on now, church. Come on now. Are you hearing me? Are you getting this point? Come on. So if the Bible says in Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent his word, that means the word can be sent. Remember the centurion servant. He said, don't come under my roof because I'm a man of authority. I tell this one, go and go it. This one, come and comment. Just speak a word and my servant will be healed. And Jesus said, oh, it was marveled. See, I've not found such a great faith in Israel. Because he knew that words are spirits. So, and Jesus said, right from the moment Jesus spoke, the servant became whole because words travels. Words travel. Words can move. Words travel. Words can move. Words travel. Words can move. Hallelujah. He sent his word. Now he says the word is quick. So in sending the word, the word will not be sluggish. The word will not get into traffic jam. Oh, glory to God. Nothing can delay the word on the road. Glory to God. The word is quick. That means it will actually accomplish what the word was sent out to do. The word is quick and powerful. Nothing can hinder the word. No demon, no power, no principality, no might. Nothing can hinder the word of God, because the word of God will do what it talks about. So God's word does what it talks about. Say God's word does. Come on now. Say God's word does what it talks about. Say God's word does what it talks about in me. Praise God. So he says, and the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Sharper than any two-edged sword. And he says, piercing. Even to the dividing and sorting of soul and spirit. Then that means the word of God is discerning. God's word is discerning. God's word is discerning. The word of God can bring discernment for you and for you and to you. If you are perturbed by a situation, if you are confused about a situation, all you need is just to embrace the word of God, and the word will direct you. He says what? Sharper, dividing asunder to the soul and spirit. And he says what? Out of the joint and marrow. Did you hear that? The word of God. Hallelujah. That is amazing. That is powerful. Of the joint. I mean, see that now. Our bones, you know, the of the joint and marrow. And you see, marrow is eating. Our bone, the marrow is in the bone. You see that now? So the flesh, the bone is covered by our flesh. But the marrow is covered by the bones. So to you, to get the marrow, you have to break the bone and see, you know, when you eat your chicken, right? And you've taken out the flesh from your chicken while eating, or after eating, then you crack the bones. That soft, succulent part in the bone, inside the bone, that sweetened, soft fluid is called the marrow. And the Bible says, the word of God, hallelujah, will divide asunder the soul and the spirit, your joints, and the marrow. That means if the problem lies in the marrow, glory to God. If the challenge lies in the marrow, praise God. If the situation lies in the marrow, the word of God will do what it talks about. It will address the issue, hallelujah, and it will solve the problem. Praise God. Glory to God. God's word will go right into the marrow. So the doctors may not see where the problem lies by the MRI, by the CT scan. You see, so the CT scan could not see. The X-ray could not see what is lying in the heart, you know. The MRI could not see. The machine could not see. Doctors could not see anything. But the Bible says the word of God will see. Yeah. And, you know, there's a place the Bible talked about. It says, all things are open to the eyes of whom we have to do. All things are open to the eyes of him who we have to do. That means all things are open to the eyes of the word. Nothing can be hidden from the eyes of the word. It divides the asunder of soul. You can't, even you yourself don't know your soul. And of the spirit, even you yourself don't know your spirit. And the Bible says the word would divide asunder, separate the soul from the spirit, and of the joints, and of the marrow. So it doesn't matter how, where the problem lies. It doesn't matter where the problem lies. It doesn't matter where the challenge lies. The word of God will find it out, search it out, and address the issue. And bring healing and bring restoration and bring solutions to that problem. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and he's the discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? God's word is a discerner of the thoughts and of the intent of the heart. God's word is a discerner of the thoughts and of the intent of my heart. Glory to God. God's word discerns my thought. Even if you're a boss, if you have an issue with the boss, you have an issue with your wife, your husband, or your spouse, or your staff members, you see that now? God's word can discern their thoughts. It can tell you to fire. It can tell you what to retain. As a pastor, God's word can help you discern thoughts of members in church. It can tell you who is rebellious and who is faithful and loyal. God's word can discern thoughts. In whatever phase that you find yourself, whether you are in the industry or in ministry, in politics, in media, in sports, whatever, entertainment, whatever level of niche you find yourself, and you work with people, God's word will help you to relate them well by discernment, knowing their thought and their intention. Aya, glory to God. So I'm showing you why you should cherish God's word and stand on God's word for your health, because the word of God will address the issue. Glory to God. Okay, let me read for you the Waymond translation of Hebrews 4 verse 12. God's message is full of life and power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God's message is full of life and power. Did you hear that? God's message is full of life. And what? And power. Full of life and power. So when you receive God's word, there's this fullness of life coming into you. You feel alive again. You feel alive. You feel powered again. Glory to God. Empowerment comes. Praise God. Let me read for you the Jordan version. The Jordan version of Hebrews 4 verse 12. There's a Bible translation called the Jordan version. So I'm going to read for you the Jordan version of Hebrews 4 verse 12. It said, God's word is alive with energy. Woo! Glory to God. Did you hear that? God's word is alive with energy. So that means there's this divine empowerment and energy. I mean, when you go on TikTok, you see all those, you know, astrologers and all those, you know, diviners and, you know, those ladies who come and say, we want to know your future with energy. There's this energy in the world that knows the future. We can pull favor. We can attract favor with energy. You know, that's for them. But right here, the Bible says there's this amount of energy, not kinetic, not potential. I mean, the energy of the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Full of life and energy. Praise God. Not man-made, but one that was fabricated by the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. The word of God is full of life and energy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Full of energy. Something alive. Hallelujah. And so to stand on the word of God is to meditate on the word of God. So you read God's word, you meditate the word of God, you put that word in your mind and you begin to talk it and talk it and talk it until that word becomes the final authority, final say in your life. You put the word in your heart until the reality of the word, until the reality of the word of God can cause healing in you. Put the word of God in you so much until the reality of the word of God can cause healing and power. Praise God. And it will root out the symptoms of the sickness, the pain, the weakness. Hallelujah. See, one thing you must know. Are you hearing me now? One thing you must know is that God's word does not fail. God can do several things. God can do anything. Nothing. There's nothing God cannot do. But there are things God cannot do. He cannot fail. It cannot lie. It cannot change. It cannot fail. It cannot lie. It cannot fail. That's why each time I open Bible study, you hear me? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same yesterday. He does not fail. He cannot lie. He cannot change. Be resolute. Whatever the world says concerning your healing, your childbearing, your projects, your brand, your vision, your goal, it can't fail. So put that word in your heart. Your pastor can fail you. Your pastor can change. Your pastor can lie to you. But the word of God cannot change. Oh boy. God's word cannot lie to you. It cannot deceive you. So be filled with the reality of the word of God until the word addresses every sickness, every challenge, every disease in your body. And you come into God's divine health plan. God's divine health plan and program. Number two, don't let the symptoms talk to you. When you are sick, when you have serious health issues, it comes with serious symptoms. And so, the sickness is there. The symptoms is there also as well to weaken your faith and to make you doubt the potency of the word of God. You go for a test. The test reads that you have this and this and that. Or you meet a physician or a consultant and you're diagnosed with this and this and that. And the symptoms are this and this and that. The symptoms is not the reality. Even though it's on paper, it's on the test given to you. Are you hearing me? The symptoms are not the reality. The reality is the word of God in you. Oh, come on now. Remember Abraham. In the book of Romans chapter 4, Bible says Abraham's body was dead. Sarah's womb was dead. The Bible says even Sarah's womb was dead. It says the Bible says, "I'm being not weak in faith." He considered his own body not dead. That means there was a symptom in Abraham's body, and he knew that his body, he knew that his own body was dead, but he considered it not as dead. Hebrews 4, 18. Abraham knew he's not fertile. I mean, when doctors, you know, tested Abraham's sperm, it was not fertile. Not only that, Abraham, Sarah's womb was dead. The symptoms were glaring that Abraham was dead in his body. Sarah too was dead in his body. As a matter of fact, old age has already caught up with them. So the symptoms were there. It was real. But they ignored the symptoms. Why? The Bible says how? They considered not. That is, the considered not is to ignore. Abraham considered not the weakness and the deadness of his body. Oh, Romans 4 verse 18. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body. Ah, yeah. The symptoms were there, but Abraham considered it not. He ignored it. That means, you see, faith is not saying you don't have the sickness. Faith is not saying you don't have the symptoms. But faith is saying, I ignore the symptoms. Faith is saying, I will not consider the symptoms. Abraham, who against hope, believe in hope, that he might be the father of many nations, and be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body. That is ignoring the symptoms. Are you hearing me? He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that he who promised was also able to perform. So to receive healing and walk in divine health, you must make the truths of the healing more real to you than the symptoms of the sickness. I say it again. To come into God's divine healing and to retain God's head plan, you must understand that you must make the truths of what the word says. It must be real to you than what the symptom says. The reality of the word of God must be real to you than the reality of the symptoms. If the reality of the symptoms is real, is more real to you, the word will not work. Abraham had symptoms of infertility. And not only him, Sarah too had symptoms of infertility. But both of them did not consider the symptoms of the infertility. The Bible says they considered not his own body, even though the body was dead. So faith is ignoring the symptoms. Faith, the symptoms are there, but faith ignores it. Are you hearing me? So to retain and come into God's earth plan and divine healing, the truth of God's word, the promise of God's word must be louder in your mind than the symptoms you got at the lab, than the symptoms or the results you got from the diagnosis. Come on now. The pain is there. Yes. I know. I feel it, but I ignore it. That is what we call, do not let the symptom lie to you. Number three, let go of doubt. If you're going to come into God's divine healing and divine health, let go of doubt. That same book of Romans chapter 4. Bible says, Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. That means unbelief can make your faith to stagger. Unbelief can stagger your faith. You see that now? So you must not come into doubt. The Bible says, a man that is unstable will not receive anything from the Lord. The word of God must defeat your unbelief. Until the word of God defeats your unbelief, you cannot win. Are you hearing me? Abraham was not weak in faith. He staggered not. That means all the challenges, the symptoms, the delay will cause you to stagger, but I refuse to stagger. You will not receive that blessing, that healing, that miracle until the word of God has defeated your unbelief. It may take you years, it may take you months, but that unbelief, that doubt must be defeated. So when you receive God's word, doubts must not be in the way. Discouragement will come, but it must not be in the way. So you don't hang on fear. You don't hang on doubt. You don't hang on unbelief. You don't even have to dwell in them for a moment. Let the word of God be your driving force and don't depend on what you see. Don't come into doubt. Let go of doubt. The Bible says Jesus could not do many miracles because of their unbeliefs. Jesus could not do many miracles because of their unbelief. Not because Jesus was not powerful. Jesus was compassionate. He was powerful. He was ready. He was willing. But he could not do because of the unbelief. Unbelief will block and limit the flow of the power of God in your body, in your life, in your finances. So to see and reap and harvest the fruit of the word of God, the truth of that word of God must be louder in your mind than the symptoms you are feeling in your body. And you must let go of everything that will cause your faith to stagger. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Next one, cast your care upon the Lord. Praise God. Cast your care upon the Lord. There are people right now, they are the verge of their healing. They are the verge of the manifestation of their healing, but it has not come. So what they do is that they are still holding on to their physical position and condition. Because it has not come, they now doubt. You are the verge of healing. You are almost there. You are close. But because you have not seen it physically manifesting, you now doubt. That moment, cast your cares. Because worries will come, anxiety will come. You have to fight all of them in your inner members. You have to fight all of those things in your inner members. Worries, anxiety, you know, exhaustion, frustration, discouragement. You have to, they will fight your inner members, but you have to cast them upon the Lord. Because, you see, at that moment where you are anxious, where you are worrying, you are the verge. The breakthrough is close. The breakthrough is close. Glory to God. You say, praise God. You know, sometimes, you see, even while you are taking the medication, you worry, is it working? Is it working? Is it working? You took the drug and you see doubt the drug you're taking. You doubt the word of God. You doubt the drugs you're taking. Because anxiety has crippled you. So you're thinking whether you go back to the doctor again to complain whether the drugs are working or should you change your doctors. I mean, you see different things play in your mind. The drugs are not working. In fact, you are told to use a drug for 3 months. Just 3 weeks, you are complaining. It's not working. You're thinking to change your doctor or to go and meet another doctor. You see that now? Or let me try a special diet, you know, that kind of thing. They are all wrapped up in one condition. And that condition is that stay. Hold on. Hold on. Don't let go. Cast your cares upon the Lord. The Bible says in Proverbs 3 verse 5, you say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean on to your own understanding in all your ways, acknowledging, and it will direct your path. Praise God. So when it comes to receiving divine healing and divine health, the first thing to learn is to cease to be anxious about the state of your body. Are you hearing me? When it comes to receiving divine healing and divine health, to stay on God's health program and health plan for your life, the first thing to learn is to cease to be anxious about the state of your body. Do not be anxious about the symptoms you are feeling. The more the symptoms, the more your praise. The more the symptoms, the more your worship. The more the symptoms, the more you're rejoicing. The more you feel the symptoms, the more you dance around the room. The more you feel the delay, the more you go to start buying baby things. And rejoice and dance and be acting as if you are pregnant and be doing as if you are vomiting in the house. Glory to God. You're not lying to yourself. You are living the word of God. You are living out the word of God. Glory to God. You are living out the word of God. Symptoms are liars. What do I say? Symptoms are liar. Feelings are liar. Emotions are liars. The reality is the word of God. And the word of God that is real to you must be more real and more real until it's higher than the symptoms that you feel. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Proverbs 4 verse 20. Proverbs 4 verse 20. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. You see that? Now pay attention to details, to the word of God. Verse 21. Do not let them depart out of your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Verse 22. For they are life to those that find them. Yay. And health to their flesh. Did you hear what the Bible says? My son, give attention to the word. Because when you give attention to the word, they are life to those that find them and health to their flesh. When you find the word of God, the Bible says the word of God is health to your flesh. That means staying on the word of God, reading my Bible, studying my Bible, are you hearing me? And meditating on the word of God is health to me. Health does not only come by working out, going to the gym. It says they are life to those that find them. The word health and health to their flesh. The word health in this verse is the Hebrew word mapeh. Proverbs 4 verse 22. For they are life to those that find them and health to their flesh. The word health here is from the Hebrew word, Greek, the Hebrew word rather, not Greek, the Hebrew word mapeh. M-A-R-P-E. M-A-R-P-E. Health. The word health here, it means medicine. 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 Hallelujah. So he says, for they are life to those that find them and medicine to their flesh. God's word is medicine. So in the original Hebrew, the word used here as health in English meant medicine in Hebrew Bible. So when you find the word of God, it is medicine. So you're taking Ampiclos, you're taking Simple Tab, you're taking Pialaxine, you're taking all of those, you know, cancer, all those things. But you refuse to take the word of God. It says God's word is health. I mean, go check mapeh. Just Google it, mapeh, the Hebrew word, M-A-R-P-E. Medicine, it means curative ability. It can cure. Mapeh has a curative ability. How do I say? Curative ability. Mapeh has curative ability. And the word is medicine. So when you take the word of God literally, and you digest it, and you confess them, and you say them, and you meditate on them, you may not feel it. It will take a long time, but it's working. The word is working. Hallelujah. The word is working. Praise God. The word is working. Woo! God's word is working. God's word is health to my flesh. Medicine to my flesh. Woo! Hallelujah. You know, you trust that tablet because, you know, you can see it. Yeah? You trust that tablet because you can see it, you know. It's in the capsule, you know, it's in the capsule, right? You cannot take it. You know, it will work. No. You see, the thing that you read and meditate, you know, and you digest is more powerful, more viable, more potent than the capsule that you digest. Health, medicine. I mean, when I read this, when I checked the Hebrew word for health here, and I found it was mapeh, meaning medicine, I screamed. So God's word is my medicine. Hiya. I would do away with all of this. I'm not saying you should not really take your medicine, but not at the neglect of the original, authentic medicine, which is the word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The next one, don't let go. Don't give up. Are you hearing me? As you put God's word to life, to work in your life, it might take time. So don't be discouraged if you don't see immediate results. Huh? Sometimes some healing comes instantly, and sometimes some healing comes gradually. Are you with me? So don't let the lingering symptoms cause you to doubt. Don't let go. Cast out every thought. The devil sends your mind away. Some healing don't come immediately. Some come immediately. Some come gradually. Some come over time. Your reality is not what you see. Your reality is what the word says. Your reality is not what you feel. Your reality is what the word says. So you have malaria, you have typhoid, you have cancer, you have a diagnosis issue. It's not the reality. Your symptoms are not the realities. Your reality is what the word says. So don't let go. What you are feeling are not real. What is real is what the word says. What you are feeling are not real. What you are sensing are not real. What is real is the word of God. So you don't know that the word of God is still working in you. The woman that had goiter, the man of God laid hands on her. First year, goiter was still there. Big goiter was still there. You know, goiter is the over-secretion of thyroid gland. You see that now? So it was there. First year, second year, third year, fourth year. But this woman kept trusting the Lord and believing. The fifth year, the goiter dried off. Right from the day the man of God laid hands on her, the goiter was healed. But it was not done physically. The manifestation was not there for the eyes to see. So when you are taking the word of God as prescription, first day, second day, third day, 1 month, 3 months, 1 year, it may not show, but something is working. Don't let go. Don't come into doubt. Are you hearing me? The Bible says, having done all to stand, stand still. Hold your ground. Don't waver. Stand strong. Don't be unstable. Don't waver here. Don't be tossed to and fro. Because the Bible says, a man that is unstable will not receive anything from the Lord. Praise God. Remember, the man, God who promised, the God who promised us is trustworthy, is faithful to his word. So you have need of patience and endurance, even to bear up these difficult circumstances that you go through without compromising. Praise God. Glory to God. Hebrews 10:36, the Bible says, cast not therefore your confidence, which hath a great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Praise God. You will need patience because God's word is working. So when the pain comes, when you feel the symptoms, what do? Focus on the word, not the pain. When the pain comes, when the symptoms come again, are you hearing me? Don't focus on the symptoms, on the pain. Focus on the promise of the word of God. Hold on unto the word of God. So don't let the devil and the symptoms sway you from the stand of your faith. Don't move an inch. Don't move left or right. Hold your ground tight. The Bible says, resist the devil and it will flee. So when the symptoms come and the pain persists or becomes unbearable, don't focus on the pain. On the pain. Don't focus on the symptoms. Focus on the reality of the word of God. Are you hearing me? And that cancer dies. That cancer will die. That pain will leave. That infirmity will be healed. That symptoms will stop. Praise God. If the symptoms get tough, you become tougher. Are you with me? If the challenge gets tough, become tougher. Are you with me? If the disease gets tough, you become tougher. Come on, are you with me? If the sickness gets hard, become harder. It could be your children, it could be your kids, it could be your spouse. Become, don't chicken out. Don't fizzle out. Glory to God. And as we put this into action, By staying on the word of God, as you put this into action, by staying on the word of God, and you stay out of doubt, out of worry, out of anxiety, and you resist the devil by standing firm, you are positioning yourself to get and keep your healing and stay on God's divine health plan. Praise God. You don't have to be sick again. You don't have to be sick again. And you don't need to be sick again. If you will stay on God's word, God's best for you is not to be healed every now and then, but to stay on divine health. Praise God. So for those of you now that are sick, you receive your healing right now. Praise God. Woo! If you are sick, receive your healing right now. If you are battling with any issue, challenge, medical issue, medical reports, you know, health challenge, health issue, receive your healing right now. And by the virtue of the anointing of God flowing through these camera lenses, be healed now in the name of Jesus. And henceforth, you come into God's divine health plan, in which you will not have to be sick again, but you have a strong immune system. Praise God. Glory to God. Now, we'll go on a short break right now. When I come back, I will give you 10 major scriptures for divine healing and health. Are you hearing me? Then we'll close. We'll go on a short break right now. When I come back, we're going to conclude this Bible study tonight. Then I'm going to give you 10 major scriptures for divine healing and health. Don't miss this. Don't leave the live stream. I'm going to come back, praise God, to give you this. And after that, we're going to close and conclude the Bible study tonight. I'm going to be right back. Thank you.
My joy is not conditional. My joy is the joy of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Who are the real guys here? Right? In good times, in bad times, in season, out of season, I got joy. Oh boy, I got joy. I got joy. I rejoice intentionally. I fabricate my own joy. I rejoice deliberately, consciously. You can be in your room or your kitchen making a furry room and be dancing. Nobody is there. Nobody is making you happy. You are just making your soup. You say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Now let's conclude tonight's Bible study. I want to give you 10 major scriptures for divine healing and divine health. Please get your pencil, get your pen, get your Bible, get a paper, and write them down. Praise God. Glory to God. The first one is the book of Exodus 23 verse 25. Exodus 23 verse 25. Exodus 23 verse 25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and he shall take sickness away from the midst of thee. Do you see that? That is the promise of God concerning your healing and divine health. So I say like this. I serve the Lord my God. Hallelujah. And he has blessed my bread and my water. And he has taken sickness away from the midst of me. Do you hear that? I serve the Lord my God. Praise God. He has blessed my bread and my water. And he has taken away sickness from the midst of me. That's what I declare every day. Praise God. And that's God's medicine for me. Are you hearing me? That's God's medicine for me. I serve the Lord my God. He blesses my bread and my water, my food on my table, and he has removed sicknesses from the midst of me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me give you the basic English version, the basic English version. And you will give worship to the Lord God, who will send a blessing on your bread and your water and take all disease away from among you. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? Praise God. So King James says sickness, this one says disease. So I worship the Lord my God. He sends blessing on my bread and my water, and it takes sickness, it takes disease from among me. Praise God. Mofa translation says, I will free you from disease. Wow, I love that. So I say, I'm freed from disease. I'm freed from disease. Young translation says, I will turn aside sickness from your hearts. Do you hear that? I will turn aside sickness away from your hearts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I decree in the name of Jesus that God has torn away, sickness from my heart, from my life. Praise God. The Knox version says, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall keep sickness away from your company. Glory to God. Did you hear that? He shall keep sickness away from thy company. So I decree and declare that I serve the Lord my God, and he keeps sicknesses and disease away from my company. So as you pray for yourself, you pray for your family members, immediate, extended, praise God, nuclear, whatever. You know, family members, staff, colleagues, church members, you pray. These are God's prescription for divine and divine health. Number two. Psalm 103, verse 2 and 3. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Did you hear that? Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all thy iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. So I say, in the name of Jesus, my soul blesses the Lord, oh my soul, and I forget not his benefits. He forgives all my iniquity, and he heals all my diseases. Praise God. Woo, glory to God. I like that. Hallelujah. He forgives all my iniquities, and heals all my sicknesses. Hallelujah. Praise God. Did you see that? Come on now. Did you see that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, New English Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget all his benefits, who pardons all my guilt and heals all my suffering. So I decree, I declare, I praise God who pardons all my guilt and heals all my suffering. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, Young Version says, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not his benefit, who is healing all your diseases. That means he's doing it presently. Praise God. So I thank the Lord. I bless the Lord, my soul, who is healing all my diseases and sicknesses. You can get different translation for yourself. Amplified Message, TLB, NIV, RSVB, NASB, you know, and get different versions to just apply all of this into your spirit. Praise God. Number three scripture, the third one, Isaiah 55, verse 3 to 5. He was despised and rejected of men. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, and we hid it as we were faces away from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely, verse 4, he had borne our griefs, carried my sorrow, yet we did esteem him stricken, spitting of God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So what do? You decree the word of God as though it has happened. You decree the word of God as though it has happened. So I decree that God, Jesus Christ, on my behalf, was, he carried my grief. He carried my sorrow. He bore my grief. Hallelujah. He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquities. Hallelujah. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And with his stripes, I am healed. So I decree, I declare that I am the healed of the Lord. I decree and I declare that I am the healed of the Lord. Praise God. Malachi 4 verse 2. The fourth scripture. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And he shall go out and grow up as calves of the stall. So I decree that unto me that fears the name of the Lord. So the Son of Righteousness arises with healing in his wings. And I go forth and I grow up as calves of the stall in the name of Jesus. So I decree the Son of Righteousness has arisen upon me and I've conquered Satan, sickness, disease, and all kinds of infirmity. And there's healing in my body and healing comes upon in his wings upon my body and healing flows into every part of my body. And by his word, I'm healed. Hallelujah. And I trust that I live and I stay and I abide under his healing wings. Healing wings. I live under his healing wings. I trust. I live. I stay. Abide in that healing wings. Praise God. Glory to God. The fifth one. Luke chapter 10 verse 19. Come on, write this down. Are you writing them down? Come on, are you writing them down? Write them down right now. You don't have to be sick to write it, to say this. You don't have to be sick to confess God's word. You don't have to, don't wait till you come into terrible medical issue to now begin to confess. Say, Pastor, give us scriptures. I need scriptures. Pastor, give us scriptures. Write it down now. Write them down now and confess the scripture for your children. Say them about your children. Write them down right now. Mommy calls you on phone. And you don't even know what to say. In Jesus' name, you are healed. And you are forgetting. You are already worried. And you know, you are shaking and vibrating. You cannot hold a scripture on the phone and decree healing to mommy's body. Have you used spiriting? Have you used paracetamol? You are the one. You can't even give a life to the word of God. Oh, there's life through God's word. Hallelujah. Luke 10, 19. Behold, Jesus speaking here. I give unto you the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt me. So I decree in the name of Jesus, I have power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemy hurt me. My family, my children, my spouse, as I pray. I decree God's divine healing and divine health plan over me, my wife, my children, and all that concerns me. That's how I live. Praise God. Woo! Glory to God. Come on, are you with me at all? Are you following at all? Come on, if you're with me, come on, type yes. Come on, type yes, sir. Yes, Pastor. Come on, do that right now. If you are getting along with the scriptures I'm giving right now, type yes, Pastor. Glory to God. Romans 8, verse 2. Glory to God. Romans 8, verse 2. Next scripture, number 6. From verse 1, Let's do from verse 1. Romans 8, verse 1 and 2. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law, verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. So I decree in Jesus' name, there is therefore now no condemnation for me in my body, in my health. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the law of the Spirit of life, verse 2, has made me free from the law of sin and death. So I'm free from the law of sin and death. And there's no condemnation in my body, in my health, in my... As I decree God's word. You see, as you decree those words, it's bringing life. You may not sense it physically, but something is happening. Woo, glory to God. Something is taking place in your soul, hallelujah, in your body. It's a designer of the thought and of the intent of the heart. It says it goes to the joint and the marrow. Praise God. The bones are being affected by the word of God. Praise God. As you pray and decree God's word. You see, prayer is actually decreeing and declaring God's word. Romans 8 verse 11. Praise God. Romans 8 verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. Do you see that? Come on. Do you hear that? So I decree in the name of Jesus, the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. And he that raised up Christ from the dead also quickened my mother bodies by his spirit that dwells in me. So I decree, I declare that my mother bodies are quickened to divine health, quickened for fruitfulness, quickened to be strong, to be viable. My immune system strong and quickened. My eyes, ears, nose, system, organs, pancreas, lungs, kidney, liver, glory to God, hearts. Praise God. Blood vessels, ventricles, arteries, ligament, tendon, muscles, bone marrow, knees, veins. Glory to God. Reflex action. Praise God. All system. Skeletal system. Praise God. My breathing. Praise God. Glory to God. Quickened. Oh, glory to God. I am quickened. As I pray, I don't need to wait to get sick before I start. Before the days. He said, redeem the time. He told us, redeem the time because the days are full of what? Evil. Before evil comes, you've already addressed the issue. Praise God. Next one, number 8. Galatians 3, verse 13. Praise God. Galatians 3, verse 13. Are you writing them down? Are you? Come on now. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. So I decree, I declare, I pray, and I affirm, I boldly say that Christ has redeemed me, ransom of the devil, glory to God, and my entire household from the curse of the law. Because being made a curse for me, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. Christ has been made a curse for me. Curse of sickness, of disease, of delay, of stagnation have been laid on Christ on my behalf. So I have freedom. I'm free from any kind of curse. What I have is blessing, not cursing. Praise God. Number 9, 1 Peter 2 verse 24. 1 Peter 2 verse 24. Who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we be, oh I love this, that we be dead to sin, man live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were, no heart, nah, no heart, were, no heart, but were healed. By whose stripes you were healed. So I decree, I declare, I boldly say that Christ, who's his own self, bore my sins in his own body on the tree. And I've been dead to sin. I live on the righteousness by whose stripes I was healed. So I have been healed. I decree, I declare, I have been healed 2,000 years ago. My healing has been completed in Christ on the cross 2,000 years ago, not now. So I decree, I am the healed of the Lord. And by his stripes, I was healed. Hallelujah. I was healed several years ago, a long time ago. Let me ask you, when were you healed? Today? No, a long time ago, praise God. A long time ago, praise God. When were you healed? A long time ago. Come on now. Come on now. Pastor Rita, when were you healed? A long time ago. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Sister Sarah, when were you healed? A long time ago. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When were you healed? A long time ago. So I was healed a long time ago. I was healed a long time ago. I was blessed a long time ago. Praise God. I was declared righteous a long time ago. So I bring all of those things that Christ has done on my behalf a long time ago. I bring them into now. and I release them, and I boldly say, I have been healed. Amen. Glory to God. Number 10, 3 John 2. That is the scripture for this year. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Did you see that? He mentioned the word health. He mentioned the word, and be in health. He didn't say, and be healed. Ah, come on now. He didn't say, and be healed. So he says, I wish above all things that thou may prosper, prosperity, and be in health. That means it is possible not to be healed. You don't have to be healed. If you are in health, you don't need healing. Those that require healing are the ones that are sick. Come on now, church. Are you hearing me now? Those that require healing are the ones that are sick. So God's wish, God's best, God's desire for me is that I may prosper in all things and be in health. So I boldly declare, I boldly decree, and I boldly say, I boldly declare, I boldly affirm that I prosper in all things and I'm in health, even as my soul prospereth. Praise God. Prosperity, health, and soul. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's take two more. Should we? Should we? Come on. Come on now. Should I give you two more? Should we close? Should we take two more? Should we close? Huh? Come on. If you want me to give you two more scriptures, come on, drop it. Come on, raise your hand in the live chat. Come on, come on. If you want me to give you two more scriptures, raise your hand in the live chat. Now do that right away. Okay, okay. If you want me to give you two more scriptures, raise your hands. Okay, let's do this now. Galatians 2, verse 20. Galatians 2, verse 20. Praise God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I live now in the flesh, emphasis, in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So I boldly decree, I boldly declare, I boldly say that I am crucified with Christ. And nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I live in my flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So I receive that with thanksgiving in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. That's prescription of God for you. That's God's best medicine for you. Praise God. Okay, let me give you one. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 John 4 verse 4. 1 John 4 verse 4. 1 John 4 verse 4. Hallelujah. He of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So I boldly decree and declare, and I boldly say that I am of God, and I overcome them, overcome sickness, overcome any kind of challenge, any kind of disease and sickness, because greater is he that is in me than the sickness in my body. Ah, yeah. You cannot say that long enough. That sickness will dissipate. That sickness will shrink. Greater is he that is in me than the sickness, than the lump, than the cancer, whatever, my body. Praise God. Bonus. Bonus. Let me give you a bonus. 1 John 5, verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God. Aye! This one kills it all. This one finishes. This one is woo. 1 John 5 verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh sickness, overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. So I decree, I declare today that whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is a victory that overcomes the world, even my faith. So I decree, I declare, my faith overcomes this challenge. I will not back down. I'm strong in faith. I'm not staggering. I decree, I declare that my faith overcomes this challenge. Because why? I'm born of God. That challenge is not meant to overcome me. I am the one in charge here. Praise God. Woo! Come on, are you blessed tonight? Woo! My faith overcomes the world. That's how to change your life through words. I'm showing you by the Spirit of God, that's how to change your health. and walk in God's divine health programs for your life, for your spouse or children born or unborn, and you will live long that way if you will take the word of God and do not look at the symptoms and the pain that ravages your body, but you will stay on God's word long enough and refuse to back out, and you will be able to change your health. Change your health with your words. Praise God. You bless him, right? Lift your hands and bless the Lord. Bless him. Praise him. Glorify him for the impact of God's word. Hallelujah. Thank him tonight, because God's word has come alive in your spirit and you will not be the same again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank him tonight, because the word of God has come alive to you, and you're changing your health, you're changing your life, you're changing your finances through the word of God. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blessed.
Wow, wow, wow. What a message. I believe the God's word has come alive in your spirit and is producing results. Now it is time to partner with us. If you like to give your offerings, your seed, your gifts, your tithe, you can do so by clicking the link below, and God will multiply you as you do so. And if you like us to pray with you, counsel you, or you need more information, kindly send an email to the link below. God has blessed you, and grace is multiplied to you.
I hope you've been blessed by this teaching. And if you are hearing me right now, this is the time to make that decision. This is the time of your life to experience the change and live your life purposefully. Don't delay. Don't procrastinate. Jesus loves you and he wants to color your world with his grace. If you would like to make Jesus the Lord of your life today, or you would like to rededicate your life, simply say after me, O Lord God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I ask Jesus to come into my heart to be the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit, and according to Romans chapter 10 verse 9, that if I shall confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. Therefore, I believe and I confess that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, and I receive his lordship into my life. I declare that I am saved. I am born again. I am a child of God. I have Christ dwelling in me, and greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Henceforth, I walk in the consciousness of my new life in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am a brand new man. Now, if you are sick in your body, or you have a disease or pain or infirmity of any kind, or maybe you have someone who is sick, or perhaps you are facing a difficult challenge in your marriage, in your finances, in your health, in your family, or in business, lay your hands where that sickness is, or you put your hand on your head, and the power of God is going to break that yoke, heal that sickness, and change that difficult situation for good now. Yes, in the name of Jesus, I curse that pain now. I destroy that yoke now. I curse that sickness to leave your body and come back no more. I destroy that yoke that is ravaging your body, ravaging your home. The problem is solved and settled now. That breakthrough is yours now in the name of Jesus. That miracle belongs to you right now. Receive it now. You are free in your health. You are free in your business. You are free in your marriage. Hallelujah. You are free now. Receive it now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Thank God. Thank God for that miracle right now. Go ahead and give him praise, because you have it and it's yours. Glory be to God. Hello there. Do you want to grow spiritually? Do you want to discover, develop, and demonstrate God's purpose for your life? Do you want mentorship in the work of the ministry? Or you desire a platform where you can be equipped and discipled? Or you want counseling and prayer? Visit charistribe.com. charistribe.com. Till I come your way again next time, God has blessed you and grace is multiplied unto you.